Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me here on this Monday, the beginning of the week, as we continue a marvelous series that Derek has been teaching us on steps to revival. And if you're with us late last week, you know that Derek was talking about the prayer of desperation, one of the real keys to revival all throughout history, and certainly can be in our own generation. We are living in desperate times. We're living in times when people have come to the end of themselves, come to the end of their ability to answer the crises of our times with their own knowledge, wisdom, and skill. And so we are a desperate people, and we need to issue a cry of desperation and intercession for our nation, our families, for the world as a whole. So be sure and get a pencil and a paper. Be sure and get your Bible. Take notes, because this is going to be a call to prayer that you'll want to hear. Now, if you've missed any of the previous week, or if you miss any that are of the shows, of the programs that are coming up this coming week, you can simply log on to DerekPrince.org. You'll find this series, other teaching series, and a whole lot of wonderful information about Derek Prince Ministries. So today, Derek is going to be talking about the prayer of desperation. And as we come to the latter portion of our time together today, we're going to be praying and talking about how to pray for our nation at this amazing time in our history. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us on the prayer of desperation.
Now let's get back to where we were, Zechariah 12, verse 10. See, I want to apply this to Britain, because I believe the principles are the same. If you are going to pray the kind of prayer that really means something, you're going to have the supernatural enabling of the Holy Spirit. God said, I will pour out upon them the Spirit of grace. And you remember what I said about grace? It's the supernatural intervention of God beyond your natural ability. And then he said, the Spirit of supplications. When a person is a supplicator, or makes supplication, or is a suppliant, what is he praying, asking for? In one word,
mercy.
That's right. So God says, I'll pour out upon them a spirit, the Holy Spirit, that will enable them to pray on a level they could not pray by their own understanding. And I will enable them to call out for mercy, which they never could do without the help of my Holy Spirit. A spirit of grace and of supplications. And then comes with it the revelation of Jesus. They will look on me whom they have pierced. Now I just want to say to you, we need the Spirit of grace and of supplications if Britain is to survive, brothers and sisters. We are at a point of national crisis. And there's only one source of help. It's the God whom we have ignored and neglected and slighted. But he's still there. And I believe that God loves Britain. When I pastored in Britain, the British people were so unresponsive, I said, when I finish here, if God ever wants me back, he's going to have to call me very clearly. And I went to Kenya, dear brothers and sisters, from Tanzania. And the people just wanted to know about Jesus. I thought, what a difference. The thing that characterized the British people at that time was indifference. They weren't angry. They didn't persecute. They just were not interested. That's the hardest thing to deal with. The hardest 8 years of my ministry I spent in London. But the Lord began to speak to me, and he began to remind me that he loves Britain.
Yes.
And that he has certain special reasons why he loves Britain.
Hallelujah.
You see, if you look back over the last 400 years, basically the nation that has honored the Bible the most and done the most to bring the gospel to other nations,
yes,
is Britain. Yeah. Now, in this last century, the 20th century, I think America has maybe moved into the top place. But I don't believe God is unrighteous to forget what has been done in Britain.
Amen.
But we're going to have to call out for his mercy. And we're not going to be able to do it with our intellects. It's not going to be just a decision of my will. I'll get up every morning at 7 o'clock and pray. That's a wonderful decision. Don't let me discourage you. But it's going to take more than that. I want to give you a little picture. It's very vivid to me. Is there anybody here from South Africa, by any chance? Anyone anywhere?
Over there.
All right. God bless you. I love South Africa.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Good to hear him say that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
People have asked Ruth and me often, what is the country you enjoy most of all the countries you visited? And I always say, it'll shock you if I give the answer, but it's South Africa. Now, unfortunately, South Africa, like many other nations, is falling apart today.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I'd want to go back there for pleasure anymore. But anyhow, I love the people of South Africa. And I have never, that's why I'm asking if there's a South African here, because if I'm wrong, come and tell me afterwards privately. But I've been told in South Africa there's a place called Namaqualand, which is unusual, because for many years no rain falls, and the whole land is dry and arid, and there's no real vegetation. And I can never tell this without tears coming to my eyes, because it's so vivid to me. But about once every 6 years, rain falls on the Namaqualand, and it becomes the most glorious pageant of many colored flowers. You know why? They were all there below the surface, but it took the rain to make them germinate. And I think Britain today is like Namaqualand. It's very dry and very barren and very arid. But underneath the surface, there are seeds of gospel truth which have been sown in this nation for 400 years.
Amen.
And if God were really to pour out His Holy Spirit, we would be amazed at what would come up, the beauty that would be seen in this land. That's my belief. I want to share it with you.
You know, I love the illustration that Derek uses of the special kind of vegetation in South Africa, and the seeds simply were laying in the soil beneath the surface, and all that was needed was a true rain. You know, that's all we need in our generation, is the rain of the Holy Spirit to water the seeds of the Word in our lives, and we'll see something amazing happening. In fact, the way that Derek feels about Britain, as we hear him talking about it in this teaching, is how we should be feeling about our own nation. It's okay as Christians to care about America, pray for America, renew the age-old covenants in American history, and ask God to move in the way that He has desired to move in America today. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Most believers know that fasting is beneficial and can make fresh spiritual power available in times of need. But very few know why. Here's good news. Derek Prince, widely known for his deep insights on the power and practice of fasting, reveals those insights in his powerful little book, How to Fast Successfully. Inside, you'll discover the spiritual truths behind the why, when, and how of fasting. And you'll find practical instruction for releasing the power of fasting in your own life. Call now to receive your copy of How to Fast Successfully, absolutely free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Through fasting, you'll hear God's voice more clearly, be more effective in prayer, and see breakthroughs in hard-to-overcome habits. Call now to get your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad you could join us on this Monday. I hope you've been with us all day today, and frankly, I hope you were with us all last week, because Derek has been talking to us about steps to revival, and specifically focusing today on the prayer of desperation. We need to be a people desperate for God. We need to be a people who understand that our age has no answers for its problems, and we need to take hold of God so that His power, His Spirit transforms our generation and our world. Let's listen as Derek talks to us about the prayer of desperation.
How can we, what part do we have to play in the outpouring of the reign of the Holy Spirit? Because it's the reign of the Spirit that will bring the seeds to life. And I just want to close by reading from Joel chapter 2. Joel really is the prophet of the latter-day outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Joel opens with a picture of desolation. Everything is desolate. There's no life, no food, no crops, no animals. And then in the middle of chapter 2, verse 12, God says to His people, "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to Me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and He relents from doing harm. Who knows if He will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him?" Who knows? We don't know, but it's worth trying. And then at the end of that chapter, in verse 28 and following, God says, "And it shall come to pass afterward." Now, in the New Testament it says in the latter days. Both are correct. But let's consider the significance of afterward for a moment. After what? After God's people have done what He told them to do. Turn to Him with all thy heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Then God says, after you do that, it shall come to pass that I will pour out My Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Also on My servants, My men servants, on My maid servants, I will pour out My Spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Amen.
You see, this very clearly leads right up to the end of the age, the great and terrible day of the Lord. Why is it that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved in that situation? Because the Holy Spirit has been poured out. And when the Holy Spirit is poured out, it's easy to be saved. So I want to make an appeal to you today. I feel God put this on my heart. I'm surprised at what I've said, because I said a lot of things that I didn't expect to say. And I want to make this appeal very carefully. When we were in Westbourne Grove, we prayed every week for revival in Britain. And I don't believe those prayers went unheard. 40 years later, I'm looking for the answer. But it's going to take the prayer of desperation. You're going to have to come face to face with the fact that there is no other hope. Nothing else will do it. This nation is lost unless God intervenes. And what God is waiting for, it's the cry of desperation. Now, you cannot work up desperation. It's no good trying to be desperate. Only the Holy Spirit can pour out upon you the Spirit of grace and supplications. Now, I want to make an appeal, and I want to say it very carefully, and I want you to think before you respond. But I believe God put it in my heart to ask if there were people here who would commit themselves as the Holy Spirit empowers them and enables them to pray the prayer of desperation, to get to the end of yourself. One of my daughters, not Magdal, has three sons and one daughter. And her second son, who was a Christian, was involved with a woman, a Christian woman, and they were planning to get married. It was obviously a very unsuitable marriage. But he was a stubborn young man and he was going to go ahead. And my daughter's husband told me, which rather surprised me, knowing my daughter, that she spent hours on her face before the Lord crying out for her son. And her prayers prevailed. The marriage was cancelled. He's now married to a beautiful Christian girl, and they have two lovely children. But what happened was it changed that daughter. She's never been the same. Most of us never thought of her as super spiritual, to say the truth. But something happened in her when God brought her to the point of desperation. Not only did it change her son, but it changed her. So I want to ask you to ponder for a few moments and try to listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't respond out of your own good intentions. But is the Holy Spirit saying to you, will you let me make you desperate for your nation? Will you let me change maybe the way you live, change your priorities, the way you spend your time, so that really what you live for more than anything else is prayer? Just think that over for a moment or two. Don't make a hasty response.
You know, these principles from the book of Joel chapter 2 really help us. The Bible says that after God's people turn to Him with all their heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning, then it will come to pass that God will pour out His Spirit on all flesh. We always hear that promise as though it's a standalone, but it's only after God's people cry after Him. Let's be those people that heaven records have taken hold of God and an outpouring of His Spirit for our generation. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
What stands between you and your God-given dreams? What hinders you from walking out God's purpose for your life? The world constantly distracts us, taking our focus off of the things of God. But no distraction is greater than God's desire to restore us to a place of peace and purpose. In his classic DVD, The Doorway to Restoration, Derek Prince dissipates the distractions to reveal God's wonderful doorway to a powerful, purpose-filled life. To order your copy of The Doorway to Restoration for only $9.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can walk through God's doorway to restoration. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
You know, I want to take just a moment to echo what I believe is Derek's very solemn challenge to us to be willing to be broken for our nation. If you've got, wherever you are right now, if you can just take a moment to stop whatever you're doing and just listen for the next 5 minutes or so. You know, we are living at a time in the history of America, which is both exciting and thrilling, and yet troubling and disorienting. And I have the privilege of having my academic background in American history. And so, and of course, being a Christian, I've studied it from the perspective of faith. And I know, for example, what I've shared before on this show, that when the Pilgrims landed in America, they cut a covenant. It was called the Mayflower Compact, and it said, we sailed for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And then they covenanted themselves in that Mayflower Compact for God's purposes in the earth. all throughout American history, Christians have engaged in great sort of symphonies of prayer and covenant making, where they said, we're going to pray at a certain time in the week or at a certain day. It happened in New York before the Civil War. It happened at Red River, the beginning of the Second Great Awakening up in Kentucky. It happened in the American colonial period in churches all along the Eastern Seaboard. It happened in a little Bible college in Topeka, Kansas, where Christians have desperately prayed. God has done great nation-transforming things. And we're living at a time in which many people are sort of disillusioned and depressed about the meaning of America. But I have to tell you that I believe that God is as eager to work in this country and to work through this country as ever. I know that we've had some depressing news from the war. I know that things aren't quite as we'd like for them to be. We see things on television that we can't, you know, really digest and can't really see as signs in a positive way of what's going on in our history. But I want to tell you what I believe with all of my heart, that not only has God not finished with America, but that prayer is the key. Prayer does change nations. Prayer does move the hand of God to fulfill the purposes of the nations. And Colossians 1:16 says that all things were created by Him and for Him. That means that the United States of America was made for Him, not just by the will of Pilgrims and Puritans and founding fathers in the constitutional era and the era of the Declaration of Independence. It was fashioned by God, as all nations are. And I believe that if we will pray, if we will intercede, if we will issue that prayer of desperation, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. It can be driving down the road in your car and you just feel the desperation for Jesus in our country. You just hear something on the news and it's, oh God, please have mercy. Come in power. Do something. Move in this land. That's the prayer of desperation. It doesn't have to be with a British accent. Forgive me, Derek. It doesn't have to be in high-sounding words. It doesn't even have to be with the passion of a Billy Graham. It just has to be sincere and from the heart and a desire to connect the nation with the grace of God. I want to ask you to enlist today. I want to ask you to simply take up, so to speak, your role in praying for this country. And there are people listening to this who have never signed up for any intercessory groups at church or never really thought of themselves as intercessors. I'm not talking about anything fancy here. I'm talking about shouting in desperation in your car. I'm talking about standing in your shower and saying, Jesus, please. I'm talking about as you walk, just saying to God, we need you, Jesus. We need you in this land. You don't have to know the Bible forwards and backwards. You don't have to be a master of American history. You just need to know that God wants to move in this land. Father, in the name of Jesus, would you confirm, please, this call that you're issuing through Derek by granting us today a quickening, a confirmation in our hearts that we are meant to issue that cry, each individual listening today to the show. And we ask you, Lord, that you'll give us that Zechariah 12 spirit of grace and supplication so that we can cry out for our land. And then, Lord, truly, let us see you whom we have pierced. And let there be, as that scripture goes on to say, great springs well up in our land of revival and renewal. Lord, it's not about a Republican America. It's not about a Democratic America. It's not about a America of the old, the young, the black, the white, the Hispanic, the Asian. It's about the will of God in this earth. Make us a people who will issue that cry of desperation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we would love to hear from you if you are really engaging in crying out to God in the prayer of desperation for this land. We'd love for you to log on to our website at derekprince.org and just communicate with us. And of course, there's also a place, as we've said before, where you can tell us about prayer needs that you may have in your own life. We'll be happy to have people praying for that and to hold those before the Lord. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Tuesday as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic DVD, Doorway to Restoration, for only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget to ask about your free copy of How to Fast Successfully. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.